He wrote to them not to associate with the people of that kind. Okay, verse 12. Okay. For what is it to me for those to judge in the world, or that is outside of the church? Okay? Do you not judge those within that commit such open sins? That's what he's saying. Ye. And it's the church to do it. Okay. It's not a unilateral action by a minister to disfellowship and put out. Ye, the church. Okay. Collective ye. But those without God judges. Okay? And you shall put out that wicked person from among yourselves. Now, when you get to the point that the whole church becomes so corrupt that you have to leave, then God is putting you out from them to preserve your righteousness, and he's going to deal with them. Okay? Now, let's go to judgment. Go to Matthew 16. We have to ask the question as we're turning to Matthew 16. If there were not things to judge, if there were not things to bind or loose, there would be no reason for this. There would be none whatsoever. There would be no need. But it's given in two different ways. It's given directly of what you bind will be bound. What you loose will be loose. In Matthew 16. In Matthew 18 it is, what shall have been bound in heaven shall have been bound on earth. So that is a limiting factor that you don't have license to do anything you want to. Okay? So that's why it's in the different tenses. Let's go here to Matthew 16. Let's pick it up here in verse 19. Okay. And I will give to you, that is singular person to Peter, not taking away from the rest of them, okay, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you may bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven. Now notice what all of this is based upon. The fact that Christ was recognized as the Messiah. The fact that Christ said he would build his church on himself. So those are also limiting conditions in what he can bind and loose. Just the very context of itself. And whatsoever you may loose, of course, binding here is the didomenon, which is a participial form of duo, okay, to bind. And loose is lucis, which then is from the verb luo, to loose, may loose on earth, shall be loosed in heaven. Now let's go to chapter 18. Go to chapter 18, verse 18. So you can't take one without the other. See, the whole principle of Bible study is the principle of addition or the principle of inclusion versus the principle of exclusion and subtraction. Meaning that when you go through the scriptures, you add it all together, including everything, not excluding anything. Otherwise, you end up like the Protestants and other scholars taking one scripture to fight in war against the other scripture. And the circumstances in both, though they appear the opposite, as you perceive them, are really talking about two different things and really not fighting one or the other, but are all included together. That's a principle of inclusion or addition. So you can't take Matthew 16 and isolate that and say, whatsoever, oh, I declare a cross is legal. I declare that you can divorce any number of times you want. And God, you must bind what I bind. No. Is God going to bind anything against his law?
No.
Because what? God is not the author of sin, is he?
No.
God will be merciful to forgive sin. God will be gracious to call us and lead us to repentance. But God is not going to serve with our sins. Because when God serves with our sins, we're telling God what to do. And no man tells God what to do. Okay? So, with the principle of addition, then we come to Matthew 18, and we have a whole different sense of it here. Okay? Okay? Verse 18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on the earth shall have been bound in heaven. Past tense accomplished. So meaning that you must base it upon what are the laws of God, what are the commandments of God, what are the principles of the word of God, because that's what God is bound in heaven, isn't it? Because did not God speak those words? Did they not come from God? Yes. Okay? And whatsoever you shall loose on the earth shall have been loosed in the heavens. Now, you've got a qualifying scripture to add to Matthew 16. So that the two of them together means that in any circumstances that you make a judgment and bind and loose, I will do that because, and I'll put in brackets here, you must know the word of God to know what has been bound in heaven so that you make the right decision on earth. Okay? That's what it means. And sometimes you have to make a decision. Sometimes it's not a pleasant decision. Sometimes it's a very difficult decision. Divorce and remarriage is difficult because it involves people's lives. It involves children. It involves love or the lack thereof. It involves sex or the lack thereof, whatever it may be. It involves property. It involves money. It involves business. It involves reputations and all of this. So it's a pretty weighty thing. So we should not go around be binding and loosing and all that sort of thing in the way that it's done. Okay, now is there anything else we need to look at? Also another thing, we need to be careful too that one particular judgment of God for a specific set of conditions at a specific set time for that specific individual does not necessarily mean that you do it for everyone.